existing combustible fuel that we need. And I think it'd be a long time. There's plenty of fuel out there for us to be able to do that, but it'd certainly be a long time. Something that Elon Musk would say if we tried to get him to actually make a Mr. Infusion. Come on, man. You can fly a dick up to space. You can't make a Mr. Infusion? You dig a hole into the ground. Dude, that's what I was into whenever I was like six, is I would just dig a fort. And you're doing that as a company. Make the fucking Mr. Infusion. Come on, man. What are you doing here? Why were you even sent here if you're not making the Mr. Infusion? Mr. Musk? Why did the Anunnaki send you if you are not wanting to participate in this potentially great business, Mr. Musk? Make the goddamn infusion, Mr. Infusion. This is just going to be a stoned random rant. Daily dumbass with dipshit Dal talking about why I shouldn't ever win the lottery, because I think if I did ever win the lottery, I would spend quite a. First of all, I don't play the lottery, so that's one reason why I won't ever win it. But if I did ever buy a ticket, scratch it off, and win, I think I would, be kind of smart with some of the stuff. Like I'd pay off my house and pay off like my debts and whatnot, is what everyone says. But a lot of people end up buying some stupid shit. I think I would go down the whole movie car realm of stuff and just start. I'd probably buy a big ass storage building, and then, or put a storage building at my house. Of course, I gotta get my driveway fixed because that piece of shit would mess up quite a bit of these little beauties. Now, but I would buy a lot of the cars that were in movies. And come to think about it, though, I don't think my driveway would mess it up too bad because a lot of the ones that I'm interested in are more of the SUV or van-looking ones, apparently. Yeah, this is just what movies I would buy if I won the lottery. Vehicle, or what movie car I would buy if I won the lottery. I'm not even reading a script here. Or usually am I ever. And if I do read one, I can't even stick to the script because my brain is all over the place. But I would probably, maybe the top one on my list. I don't know, maybe I'll have to do a bracket meme of which cars. Yeah, I'll do a bracket meme. But let's see here. Definitely gonna have to have the Jurassic Park original Jeep Cherokee in there. It's a classic vehicle. You take it off road. Anytime dinosaur apocalyptic events are happening, you're covered. I think the Jurassic Park one is obviously a good buy. It's a smart one. It could withstand being bitten by a T-Rex and dropped. And you could still roll around. That'd be a pretty cool one to buy. Another one that I thought would be cool to get would be obviously the Mystery Machine. I mean, you can't have a movie car without having the Mystery Machine, right? Speed Racer's car? Nah, I wouldn't really go with Speed Racer's car. I wouldn't fucks with that too much. It was, it's a cool car. It's a fast car. I like to go fast, but I think if I was hitting up a fast car, I might have to go with either the Laughing Clown car or the Wonder Bread car from Talladega Nights. That one's definitely up on the list. Be Eating You would be on there. But who do I put Be Eating You against? Do I put it up against the Mystery Machine and see who wins that one, and then tally up that one differently? I don't know. But yeah, I'm gonna make a bracket meme with all these different cars in it. Who do you guys got in it? There's obviously the Ghostbuster car. That one's efficient. Whenever ghosts are attacking, you can hit the retractable chair and suck that ghost right up, and then you save the town. So the Ghostbusters car obviously has to make that list. The DeLorean is a good one. Now, the DeLorean from now, are we talking flying DeLorean? 'Cause obviously, right now, that'd be pretty cool. We need the Mr. Infusion. So, obviously, you gotta buy the DeLorean from part two because you gotta have that Mr. Diffusion. There's trash everywhere, man. You'd be able to run your car forever. Maybe the world wouldn't end in 2060 if the Mr. Fusion was created. Hey guys, Elon Musk, why is it that you haven't created Mr. Fusion? Well, I don't think there's a any reasonable way that we could transform trash into the existing combustible fuel that we need. And I think it'd be a long time. There's plenty of fuel out there for us to be able to do that, but it'd certainly be a long time. Something that Elon Musk would say if we tried to get him to actually make a Mr. Infusion. Come on, man. You can fly a dick up to space. You can't make a Mr. Infusion? You dig a hole into the ground. Dude, that's what I was into whenever I was like six, is I would just dig a fort. And you're doing that as a company. Make the fucking Mr. Infusion. Come on, man. What are you doing here? Why were you even sent here if you're not making the Mr. Infusion? Mr. Musk? Why did the Anunnaki send you if you are not wanting to participate in this potentially great business, Mr. Musk? Make the goddamn infusion, Mr. Infusion. And but there is trash all over the place. All the homeless people would become gas station attendants instantly. They would just be carrying around fucking trash with them and then be like, hey man, I'll fill you up. And then you just give them a nickel or something. Give them a dime bag. I don't know. Give them some fentanyl. Give them, you create a self-sustaining environment and it will work. Another car that I would get is the Vista Cruiser. Probably two from that 70s show, actually. Ballin' on a budget. But two from that 70s show would probably be the Vista Cruiser and the El Camino, which means you could cruise the Camino, according to Leo. And let's see, which ones did we mention? We got the Vista Cruiser, we got the El Camino, we got Ghostbusters, we got Beating You, we got Speed Racer, but he's not on there. I mean, the Batmobile, but you're gonna look like a dickhead rolling around town in the Batmobile. That's the only problem with the Batmobile is, yes, it is pretty cool, and you climb up walls and everything. But right now, the Batmobile probably uses up a fuck ton of gas, and I ain't got no Bruce Wayne type of money. So Batmobile is probably just out altogether. I mean, can we say that I would say I want one of the brooms and or vacuum from Hocus Pocus? Can, even though I'm not a witch, can I ride the motherfucking vacuum into town to pick up groceries? Put a little side saddle on the vacuum and toss in your groceries and stuff like that. You get like a couple side saddles on it if you wanted. And then you could probably, I wonder, anyone who's out there driving one, will you let me know? If you're driving your broom on the interstate, do you have to follow the same speed limit as the peasants in the cars? Because I think you're literally above them, literally and figuratively above those peasants. So I don't know. I mean, I think that the vacuum be pretty cool because like the old school vacuum already has the storage bag, so there's one place, and then you could add on with a bunch of accessories. And you don't have to ride it like a bitchy witch. You could ride it like the Silver Surfer and surf. Ooh, maybe a good one to add to my list since it's already a lot of vans would be the van from the original Teen Wolf. And then everybody's gone surfing. serving the USA. I mean, for a good commuter thing, I could say E.T.'s bike, the bike that E.T. was in. That'd be a good one. Me and Baby Jigsaw could just hit the road. Or, what'd be another good one? The Heisenberg's RV, that one's got to be on there. Me, Baby Jigsaw, String Bean, Bean Burrito, we all just hit the road. We pick up the wife from work and cruise around. Maybe, ooh, shit. What's that show? What's that movie? That Happy from Iron Man plays in. John Favreau. He's a chef? Is that what it's called? He's got a food truck. And that's a good one. Whenever I was looking up the iconic movie cars, one that pops up is the airport stairway car from Arrested Development. But I'm not really all into that one. Yeah, it seems cool, but I don't know. I wasn't all that big into Arrested Development, so I don't think that one would be a great one to do. But now in my muscle car category, I do wonder where you guys stand on this. We have the baby from Supernatural. That car would be pretty cool if, you know, any type of wars break out. I have all types of guns with fucking salt bullets for no reason. But let's say, would you rather have Baby from Supernatural, or would you rather have the family car from Fast and the Furious? I used to come back here in high school. It's a quarter mile to the rail tracks. On green, I'm going for it. You almost had me? You never had me. You never had your car. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. It's all about family, Brian. And your family. I don't know where you've been, but the last few movies that we've done, Brian, you haven't showed up. Little brother, I'm calling on you. I'm asking you, Brian. The Rock won't do it. The Rock's being a bitch. This is Vin Diesel. I'm asking you, Brian. Will you come in and help me win this last quarter mile? I know I used to say I live my life a quarter mile at a time, but these times are hard. And I gotta do more heist in space to be able to pull off some of this shit. Another top one that I would get would be the Mutt Cuts. I think it's Mutton Cuts. It's a pretty cool one. The car that looks like a dog. You know, you can't have all of these cars delivered to you or driven to you at times like these whenever gas is so expensive. So obviously you have to have an Optimus Prime to deliver it to you. But this one's going to be an upgraded Optimus Prime with a trailer intact to it. So Optimus Prime would be one of the coolest ones. So that way he could deliver all the rest of them. Yeah, which other ones off the top of my head? Man. A Zamboni. I know that not very many movies have a Zamboni in it, but we've gotten quite a bit of snow here lately where why the fuck not have a Zamboni? You know what I mean? What about Eleanor? You know, guys know what I'm talking about. Eleanor. As soon as I say that name, everyone probably thinks of Angelina Jolie, blonde, and sitting in the passenger seat of a classic Shelby Mustang GT in her leather pants, and she's listening to the engine roar, and Whatever. Eleanor would have to be on that list. Yep, Eleanor's on that list. And Smokey and the Bandit. We gotta have Smokey and the Bandit. You also gotta have the and you gotta keep it. I mean, haters gonna hate. You gotta have the General Lee. So yeah, you gotta have the General Lee in there. And haters gonna hate, but that hood art's gotta stay, you know, it's an original art piece. And I don't want one of these dickhead General Lees that was in the Dukes of Hazzard movie that they wrecked because they're assholes and they don't care about fine-tuned equipment. But and you know what? I like cars. I like muscle cars, and I respect like the idea of a car head, but I know jack shit about cars. I know about oil and gas and how to change a tire. I can change your tire for you. I can change your windshield wipers and I can fill up the fluids. But that's about it, okay, buddy? What other cars would be cool as shit to have? A-Team van? I don't know, maybe. But like I said, I got a lot of vans and like older cars on the list. Obviously, there's not really too many new movies with a new car that you're like, duh. Maybe the Joker's Lamborghini. But like I said, my roads are all fucked. Not just my driveway, but my roads are all fucked. So do better on your roads, Oklahoma, and then maybe whenever I start playing your bullshit lottery and I win that bitch. And I have the Joker's Lamborghini, you guys would respect my authority title and fix our goddamn roads. I don't think there's a car in South Park that's really like an iconic car in South Park, or I'd say that one would be cool. Yeah, that's where I'm at on that though, is I would buy a bunch of movie cars, and I may have forgot a couple. Let me know, what movie cars would you buy if you won the lottery? I'm trying to open up all these file cabinets in my brain and see if another one pops out at me. Because I'm not quite at the 20 that I like to just wrap it up on. Because, you know, if you were watching a show, you would waste about 23 minutes of your life depending on commercials and everything like that. But I got one commercial. So, like I said in the last episode, if you are a business, small business, big corporation, big pharma. If you are a drug dealer, like big pharma, or you know, if you just have a small grow operation, or if you're making some edibles, or if you're maybe in the microdosing business, hit me up. I'll be the person that you can launder money through for a percentage. Through my company, you give me a sponsor, and then I'll keep some of that money, and then the money that the baker's dozen spend on your products goes back to you. And then you get a tax write-off for sponsoring me. So, I'm not telling you what to do, I'm just saying that, like, if you filed your shit a certain way, that might be able to be done that way, where you're like, I've made this money illegally. I'm going to. Sorry. COVID, but it doesn't exist anymore, so not really. And I had it after it was cool, way after it was cool. I had it actually whenever, with COVID, I seem to have bought into it and gotten it whenever it was already on the decline. And it's much like how I bought Bitcoin at the top and then it just fucking went all the way down. That's much like what happened with me and COVID, is I got it like at the peak of numbers and then now it doesn't even exist. But that's where I'm at. I was going the whole episode without talking about it, but why not do a 10-second rant on it? Fuck. I was gonna do more cars, but I don't know. I had a whole thing going. What movie cars would you get? That's what I'm saying. Oh, launder your money. That's where we were at. Lucratively, figuratively, whatever. If you have the money, support this podcast. And I will, in return, do a ad read. Not that you send, I'll just ramble about your company and about your product. And then I get the money, and then the baker's dozen buys your products and it legitimizes whatever you got going on. So, I'm not telling anyone what to do, but I am saying if you already do have an LLC that you are looking to put some money into other things, then support this here small podcast and I will in return talk about you. In return, other people will come to you. See how that works? That's economics. That's a self-sustaining economy right there. I don't know if that really is a self-sustaining economy. I just watched the episode on Always Sunny about a self-sustaining economy. I know, I haven't done Always Sunny in Philadelphia Season 4 yet. But now I'm watching Season 5 of Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And I've already finished Season 1 of The Americans. What am I going to do? I need to talk about this shit. But I've also started listening to stuff. And, like, I'm listening to an audiobook about the confidence game. And that's a really interesting one I need to talk about. I also got to talk about the damn Jonestown stuff that I've recently been listening to. Or I got to talk about the... Also, what else have I heard about? Also, listen to some, Billy the Kid? Billy the Kid's an interesting one to learn about. You know, I'm just becoming a student of life. I'm learning stuff. And what's happening here on this podcast is, like, I'm an eager student of life learning stuff. And then whenever you're sitting around the dinner table, which is this podcast, and you're like, hey, what'd you learn at school today? I'm giving you something that I learned today. So... that's basically what this is I'm becoming a student of life and learning what I want to learn about, and then I'm relaying it to you. And if you give a fuck, you would leave a 5-star review and nothing less. That would be pretty cool. If you gave 2 fucks about anything, leave a 5-star review and nothing less for The Daily Dumbass, hosted by Dipshit Dal, available everywhere you podcast. Also, follow the son of a bitch on Instagram at dumbassdaily because he's got his shit ass backwards sometimes. But give him a follow and nothing less than a goddamn 5-star review. I am Dipshit Dal. This is Daily Dumbass. This has been a fantastic episode about what I would do and spend my money on if I lost my mind and won the lottery. Thanks, ass clowns. Dumbass, you're a little dipshit.